You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. To the longest day of the year, which you know brings out the crazy. That's right. All the pagan rituals. Yep. So I thought, you know, can we just do a happy show? Nothing but happiness. Can we just do happy? And, can we just do happy? Is it possible to do happy? I don't know. On a radio show? On a talk show? Can you just do happy stuff? I'm not sure. So I think it's a flawed idea. It's a quality sentiment, no doubt. I think it's a flawed premise. Although you could talk about happy stuff, but if you start to talk about happy stuff, then invariably the other half of the discussion is going to be unhappy. So I toyed with that. Mm-hmm. I toyed with that. so we're not going to be able to do that. How can you do like? A lot of quality content and focus on happiness. I don't think you can do it. I don't think it's possible. So, anyway. Well, you try to talk about the things that people, this is probably about, I don't know, a week or two ago. Somebody emails, hey Mac, just out of curiosity, how do you decide on topics? How do you, you know, when you're rolling around? You know, I learned a long time ago. Actually, I had a consultant tell me. He asked me, how do you decide? I said, I don't know, what I find interesting, what I think people want to talk about. He said, bingo, winner, winner, chicken dinner. He said, what are people going to talk about around the water cooler in the morning? We don't have water coolers anymore, so where do people congregate now? Yeah, we used to have water coolers. Going to go get a drink of water at the water cooler. Now you can sit in your cubicle, drink your bottle of water. You can never communicate with the world. You know, that's probably a bigger issue than we all want to admit. The ability to withdraw into yourself as a human being and never, ever go outside. Yeah. Yeah, it's a mental health issue. So maybe when since we're trying to be happy, maybe we would, you know, be better off kind of focusing on something positive, okay? Join a club, force yourself, right? Create a walking group at lunch or not. Who wants to get sweaty and go walking at lunch? But if you do things like work out, you know, organize a group of your peers and see if anybody wants to go with you. Change somebody's life for the better. Yeah. If you're, if you can do those kind of things at work. A lot of people can't. A lot of people don't get enough time to do it. So it's an issue. Yeah, it's an issue. Not going to lie to you. I don't know. I don't know. But, to that end, the reason that is even in my head, I was reading something about a month ago about how the internet promotes exclusion or antisocial behavior. Antisocial behavior not meaning I'm hating on you or anything like that. Meaning, you know, before you would get bored in your home, right? Well, now in your home, you can go around the world. You can go around the world. And you don't have to leave your home to see what other people are doing. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to leave your phone. You can sit on your phone, lay on your couch, and you can see the world. Never been the case in our history. Never been the case in our history. Probably not a good thing. Now, I'm not an expert on this kind of stuff. I do play one on the radio and on occasion. And so I, But it is an interesting phenomenon. That's the wrong song today, bro. That's a Monday through Thursday event. Sorry about that. It is an interesting event, and it is a mental health thing, and it is affected by veterans. You know, to that end, there was a story yesterday about footnotes relative to the VA updating its its suicide statistics. Yeah. And the story is, and I can't remember where I saw it, Stars and Stripes maybe? See, yeah, it didn't even appear in other periodicals. Yeah, VA reveals its veteran suicide statistic included active duty troops. Which, okay. Probably a footnote that should have been disclosed. Yay? Yeah? I think so. And when you look at the number, stand by. Yeah, I thought this was odd. So yeah, this is in Stars and Stripes yesterday, and it doesn't make the rounds in other publications, which is, you know, kind of weird. Okay, so we talk about mental health. We're talking about being a shut-in for whatever reason. For years, the Department of Veteran Affairs reported an average of 20 veterans died by suicide every day. Originally, the number was thought to be 22, right? You see that number. Do 22 push-ups or, you know, something, 22. An often cited statistic that raised alarm nationwide about the rate of veteran suicide. However, the statistic has been misunderstood according to a report released this week, and there's a link to it in the article. The VA has now revealed the average number of veteran suicides has always included deaths of active duty service members and members of National Guard and Reserve, not just veterans. Well, I don't know that changes things dramatically. But it is kind of an odd footnote to leave out of the study for years, don't you think? I do. The VA released its newest national suicide data report on Monday. Haven't seen it yet. Haven't seen it in the early bird. Haven't seen it in Marine Corps Times. Kind of odd. Maybe I missed it. I don't think I did, though. Much in the report remained unchanged from 2 years ago when the VA report included suicide statistics through 2014. The latest report includes suicide data from 2005 to 2015. Veteran suicide rates are still higher than the rest of the population, particularly among women. In both reports, the VA said an average of 20 veterans succumb to suicide every day. In its newest version, the VA is more specific. It's almost like by not including the footnote, you overstate the issue, right? Not by much, but you marginally overstate the issue. I don't know, some of this stuff is just head scratchers. You know, I think about, you know, you're in the room, and we're going to talk about releasing the report, and we're going to, you know, we're talking about, okay, well, what footnotes are we going to release with it? You know, are we going to say that this number is included in this number? You know? Well, no. And we all look around the room like, is that okay? Are we supposed to do that? Shouldn't we clarify should we clarify it? So it's just, I found it odd. Okay? I found it odd. All right, so it breaks suicide down this time, as oddly as it may be. The report shows that the total is 20.6 suicides every day. So the number towards, if we're rounding, 21, all right? Of those, 16.8 or 17 are veterans, okay? And 4 are active duty service members, guardsmen, or reservists. But here's the shocking part of this. And this is the shocking part of suicide and about being shut in and closing yourself off and all the different things that people do on the way to taking their own lives. That number is 6,132 veterans on an annual basis commit suicide. That's astounding. Now, that's just veterans. There's another 1,387 service members who died by suicide. They're active duty, guard, reserve. Pretty amazing. Put it together, 7,500 a year. That's a big number. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So I just as I was going through this number, and again, it, as you get into the footnotes of the numbers, you know, in the initial study, you know, they weren't sure the number 20 when they came out with it. Now 20.6, but there were some states that didn't report data, and they were big states like Texas, North Carolina, and I don't think California reported data. Information in 2012, well, and I did, you know what, almost clairvoyant. Information in the 2012 report wasn't as complete in the newer ones. At the time, only 21 states shared information about their death certificates. California and Texas, which have large veteran populations, were two of the states that didn't provide data. Since that report was released, we have been closely collaborating with the Department of Defense to increase our level of accuracy in reporting. Following the release of the National Suicide Data Report on Monday, some veterans' advocates responded on social media with questions. One person said the community was, quote, thrown off. The VA kind of seeks to say, hey, look, it doesn't diminish the problem. It just distinguishes the problem. I think probably the most interesting part of the statistic is the suicide rate among veterans that don't receive VA care as opposed to those who do. The suicide rate among people who didn't receive VA care increased faster, at a faster rate than the ones that did. So, anyway, so what's the moral of the story? Join a group. Get out there. Do something, volunteer, join the Marine Corps League, okay? Join a walking group, yeah, join a fitness club. Not just a fitness, I don't mean a fitness club, like a physical entity. Join a group that does fitness. You know, because it's weird, right? There's no water cooler anymore. Do most places have a lunch room? Maybe they do. Or do most people just eat at their office, at their desk? No lunchroom, no cafeteria, except if you have a big place. So, so again, on our way to Happy Land, we have to take a detour at the land of lonely, the land of loneliness. So be careful with that stuff, because the social things that, I mean, you look at all the different ways that when we were kids, our parents collided with other people, right? The, you know, and they tended to go to, like, meetings, PTA, stuff like that. You know, my mom would go, grudgingly, Kathleen would go. She didn't like to talk at those things. She had opinions. She didn't like to express them in public, though. You know, your mom or dad took you to play sports and, you know, was there. And if you were going to, you know, if you were going to do things, you did things. Because there wasn't the entertainment options other than simply television. And it wasn't all that. There was three channels for most of us. So life was different, I think. And you got out and you were more active. I mean, as a kid, you were certainly more active. I came home, changed my clothes, got on my bike, grabbed my glove, boom, gone. What are my friends doing? Let's go find trouble. Not trouble, let's go find adventure. Sometimes trouble happened, but, you know, we're playing in fields, throwing dirt clods at each other, you know, all that kind of stuff that boys do. And my mom was really cool because she, she didn't have a problem with that. I could get as filthy, dirty as I could. Kathleen, not one single issue with it. Never said a word to me. She'd look at me like, really? But Throw it in the dishwasher. Throw it in the washing machine. That's it. Yeah, but the suicide study, that's so we lose more people to suicide in the veteran community on an annual basis than have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. How about that? That's a little sobering. That's a little sobering. I go back to, we talked about it as part of the gun discussion, whenever that came up, and the articles that came out about on that website, 538, the data of gun violence, what gun violence is and what it's not. And if you're going to get your hands around gun violence, given the fact that there's 300 million guns in the country, you have to go down three roads. One is mental health. 60% of gun deaths in the United States are suicide. Number two, drugs, gangs, and economic opportunities for inner city young men. Specifically, between the ages of 15 and 35, that was the number two segment of gun deaths. Number three, domestic violence. So, three completely unique problems involved in quote unquote gun violence. If you're serious about solving it, if you just want to grandstand on it, and make money or attempt to make political money on it, then that's fine. But if you're so to me, and what the way I saw the story, if you've never heard me talk about it before, but the way I saw the story was, it was the most read story in the Washington Post, I want to say for 3 or 4 days. And the headline was, I thought gun control was the solution. Something like that. For years, I thought gun control was the solution. As I learned more, I found it was not. Now, that's again, things that catch your eye. That's not a story that you would expect to see the Washington Post run, to its credit. And they ran it. And so, this writer does statistical journalism, and the website 538 does statistical journalism. And what they do is they'll take an issue and they'll go behind the issue relative to the numbers, and they'll throw it out there. For instance, today, you know, or this week, they might have done something relative to the numbers of detainees and how they were treated under the Obama administration and then under the Trump administration and under the Bush administration. So you have all these people bloviating about it. 538 would go back and they would say, okay, let's look at the numbers. Okay. And so, for instance, for today, tomorrow is my mom's birthday. God rest her soul. June 23rd, Corporal Punishment Kathleen. That was her birthday. So 538, it's devoted to numbers. Okay. First number is 40. For the first time in almost four decades, women in Iran watched a men's soccer match in a stadium. Women are barred from attending men's sporting events and have been barred since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. But on Wednesday, they were allowed into a stadium in Tehran to watch a live broadcast of Iran playing Spain in the World Cup. Just before the match was set to begin, officials announced that no one would be allowed into the stadium, but the Iranians showed up anyway, and both men and women were eventually let in. Spain won 1-0. How about that? What a shit show. All right, let's let them in. It's a great deal. Everybody shows up. Yeah, nobody can get him. What? To quote Mike, what? Next number, 46. Coco, the Western lowland gorilla who communicated in sign language, played the recorder and hung out with Robin Williams and Mr. Rogers, has died. Coco was 46 years old, lived a wonderful life. 60% of chicken processing plants, all right, a carbon dioxide carbon dioxide, I can say it, shortage is wreaking havoc in the United Kingdom. Three of the world's largest plants there that produce the gas are closed for maintenance, sending horrifying shivers through the food and drink industries during the World Cup, no less. 60% of chicken processing plants, which use carbon dioxide during the slaughter process, could be shut down. You got to be kidding me. While a pub chain and a brewer said that the supply of beer could be cut off within days. England plays on Sunday. That will be a national catastrophe. The Supreme Court, and then $8 billion to $23 billion. So they go through numbers. So anyway, that's what they do. So when they broke down murder, and in this case, break down suicide, if you want to look into that number of suicides, the majority of those suicides are white, are males over the age of 45. The majority of them are white. So when you want to look at gun violence and you want to see the number one victim, he's a white male who takes his own life. But, you know, you don't find that, you don't find that in the debate. Anyway, I'm not exactly sure how we got to that, but yeah, I am. So get out and be a part of something. Go volunteer. Go become part of a group. It'll make your life better. Right? Too much internet, too much news. I can tell you for myself, you know, like I said, why did I want to do happiness today? I mean, it just closes in on you, for God's sake. You watch this garbage every day. You know, for instance, I wake up, well, I don't know what time it was, 3:45. So, I can't go back to sleep, so I checked my phone, Associated Press. Now, there's a lot of reasons I can think of for Democratic senators to go ahead and meet with the President of the United States, right? How about fixing what's going on the border? However, that's not what they want to meet about. They want to meet about, in this election year, they want to meet about alleged abuses of children who've been separated from their parents, who've come to the country illegally, in a facility in Virginia. There was a report circulated over the last 48 hours. So you read that, and it's like, you know what? We can't fix the problem. God forbid we fix the problem. And so it's like, come on already. I'm like, I should be sleeping right now. And now I have this in my head. And it goes on all day long. All the endless war of our culture. So go get involved with other people, and they will reassure you about the future of mankind. Yeah, if too much of the media, too much politics, it will depress you endlessly. And I know I have to do it. So anyway, Whitney Houston sings the national anthem this morning. World Chuck News headlines. The Chef will join us. I'm not sure if Mike is joining us today. His schedule, like he said, he was only going to be available for a little bit yesterday, and then boom. He's like with us for an hour and a half. So we'll see. I'm not exactly sure. And then I tricked him by talking about Civil War guns and got all fired up. So good morning to you. Whitney Houston sings one of the greatest renditions of the national anthem on this Friday, the day before my mom's birthday. Hua. All right, and this is dedicated to everybody out there, right, to including myself. Get out and mix it up more, right? Get out and mix it up more. It's good for your brain. It's good for your life. It's good for all kinds of other things. So this is dedicated to that end, all right? Get out there, mix it up with the culture.
Country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Can't win if you don't play. That's right. That's a lottery. That's a lottery. That's a lottery slogan, right? Can't win if you don't play, man. Got to play. I'll check the weather here around Marineland. Here's an email. I did not realize that was that big of a problem until probably a couple years ago. A friend was telling me about somebody we both grew up with who was the life of the party. I kid you not, social animal. Slowly but surely withdrew and then took his own life. Sad, 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 sad stories. And you can see how it does happen. You're right. There is no more water cooler. Most of the time at places, you'll eat in your cubicle now. Why would we devote a room to a lunchroom? You just have to clean it all the time, for God's sake. Makes so much more sense not to have it. Get in your car, listen to satellite radio on the way home. Don't even know what's going on in your community because you don't listen to the local news. Get home, grab something to eat. Don't have to go out to get it anymore. Uber Eats will bring it to you. Doesn't matter what it is. Larry's Taco Shop in a cart on the corner, for God's sakes. You can have it delivered to you. I think he's being facetious there. That's not exactly true, but it's pretty close. After you eat, take a nap, get on the internet, Facebook, blah, 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 blah. Get bored with that. Netflix on your TV. There you have it. Done for the night. I think it's especially difficult for people in their 50s and older as their children leave home. That is a trap that nobody likes to talk about. I don't disagree with you. I'm lucky. I'm calling around. Patrick's around. But I will tell you this. When neither one of them's around, and it's just old Mac rolling solo, like, you can hear the wind blowing. Now what do we do? Yeah. So I can absolutely, and can you imagine if you didn't? I'm fortunate that I have a job that I like. Can you imagine if you didn't have a job you like? Yeah, if you have a job you don't like and you're part of that misery, don't even listen to the news, man. Yeah. Don't even listen to the news. All right, let's check the weather. It's raining and 66 degrees in Quantico, Virginia. It is sunny and 87 at Camp Lejeune. It is, Texas hot. It is mostly sunny and 90 right now. I haven't seen that in a while. In Granbury, Texas, up in Montana, it is cloudy, raining, and 61 degrees. 29 Palms, as hot as we've ever seen it this time of the morning in a long time. 84 degrees right now in 29 Palms. They have a weather advisory in effect. Excessive heat warning today in 29 Palms. It will be 109 there today. Come on. 109? Are we calling that hot now? Please. Got to crack 110 to 115 for it to be legitimately hot. Pendleton, cloudy and 64. Okinawa, cloudy, dark, and 82 in Afghanistan. 102 degrees right now. Late in the afternoon. Yeah. It's hot there. They're upwards of 115. Legitimately hot. Sad part about when you live out in the desert, you're stationed on 29 Palms, they will find cars broken down, especially with older people taking shortcuts to go to Vegas. Yeah, they're just going to cut through someplace and they die in their cars. So, out of cell phone range, you know, they're old and frail and that kind of heat doesn't take long. So sad stuff. So much for being happy. They're on their way to Vegas to go hang out with people and they decide to take a shortcut. That's why when you're old, never take shortcuts. Okay. Don't do it. Do not take shortcuts. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We'll check some news headlines. I'll see if I can find happy stories in the news. All right? But don't hold me to it. You know, that's impossible. If it was happy, it's not in the news, okay? More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. I wanted my cake and eat it too. I wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee, a Bruce Lee, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get was bittersweet. It was like winning a used.
Yeah, when we're talking about happy, I don't know why I'm playing that guy. Shouldn't I be playing, like, Pharrell? I think so. Somebody sent me this. In our pursuit of happiness, Americans are losing sight of what actually makes us happy. It's in our Constitution, for God's sake. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The founders of the United States understood the pursuit of happiness to be a fundamental right. But just because we have that freedom for that pursuit doesn't mean we're always good at it. There's no question that we are passionate about happiness and will go through great lengths to get it, yet the pursuit of happiness remains as elusive as ever. Here's the problem. We never meant to go chasing after happiness itself. That's when we end up missing it. Addicts on a very simplistic level understand this, and in one sense, we can all identify. We might not have sacrificed family, possessions, or a career for a chemical dependency, but we nevertheless know what it's like to go after the false promise of instant happiness. even at the expense of what we value. Too often the pursuit of happiness leaves us empty in spite of our best intentions. Uh-oh, I can feel a lecture coming on. I can feel a lecture. Perhaps what's most destructive is when the pursuit comes at the expense of relationship. As a parent of a young child, I see this destruction play out on a smaller scale with my kids. When my son fights with his cousin over a truck, he's fighting for what he thinks will make him happy, and yet he doesn't realize that his cousin is far more important than the truck. Here's what I'm trying to live out and hopefully teach my kids. Forget about pursuing happiness. Pursue relationships instead. Whoa. The deeper and more significant the relationship, the more potential for fulfillment and satisfaction. See, I told you I could... I knew I could smell a lecture coming. And that's exactly what happened. A lecture busted out. All right, listen to this. As we finish out the holiday season, obviously even during the holiday season, what would it look like for you to pursue relationships? Here's an email. Max, stop lecturing me this morning, damn it. You're making me more unhappy. Okay, you need to listen to this. Obviously, it's hitting home. Quit being in denial. Here are a few ideas for you to get started. Yeah, you, who just wrote that. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. One, gifts that promote relationships, vacation, dance classes, board games, things you have to do together, etc. Two, volunteer at a local nursing home, homeless shelter, or participate in an angel tree program and invite someone to come and volunteer with you. See, I was onto something there. Three, hand write a letter to your parents or an older relative and share with them what's going on in your life. Send a nice text to a friend who's wronged you. Okay, let's not do that. Strike that one. That we're not going to go there today. Invite your neighbors over for dinner. I did that. Rick, he hasn't taken me up on it. I said, hey man, why don't we ever have dinner together? He's like, we need to do that. And I said, no shit, man. He's a Vietnam veteran. So he's obviously a little bit crazy. So, but we haven't done it. We haven't done it. So, bad on us. Host a Saturday morning pancake brunch for other dads or moms and kids so that their significant others can go out for a peaceful brunch together. Read a good book with a friend and meet up over lunch to talk about it. Organize a toy meal clothes swap with some friends and invite a few people you don't know to be part of that as well. Get involved in a neighborhood association, a local church, or some other community organizations. Share with your kids your favorite childhood holiday memory. All right, so there you have it. So enough. So get involved. Get involved in your community. Got it? Everybody got it? Everybody got the memo? Get involved in your community. All right, that's an order. Okay, and why? Because it'll make you happier. And if there's anything we're about, it's about being happy. All right, Marine Corps Times. Couple of headlines. We're going to talk to the chef. I haven't even spoken to the chef this week. That's odd. Normally I'll talk to him. in kind of a weird story that's not exactly true. Marine Corps has lost its first F-35. Okay, so what do you expect when you read that? We lost an F-35. Are you kidding me? We lost an F-35? No, this one was an early delivery. It caught fire. Blah, 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 blah. The Marine Corps assessed that the juice ain't worth the squeeze financially to repair it. So it is being stricken from the rolls. That's it. It's like, come on, man. Don't write headlines like that. Fake news, clickbait, bait and switch. Marine Corps Times. What's up with that? Headline writers. Yeah. I don't know that I don't know that headline writers have too much integrity. The Marine Corps is getting a new assistant commandant. Yeah. Lieutenant General Gary Thomas has been nominated for the post. Historically a 2-year post, right? upon confirmation, he'll replace Glenn M. Walters, who's been serving since August of 2016. He's an aviator. Yeah, F-18 guy. So all the F-18 guys will be geeked about that, huh? And the Marine Corps is back in balance. For many, many years, you know, we used to have an aviator as the assistant commandant and infantry officers as the commandant. That was like the symmetry about the Marine Corps. DOD says it can house up to 20,000 migrant kids. All right, so that continues to be in the news. Second woman on track to graduate the Marine Corps Infantry Officer course. She may be your next platoon commander. Good. Good for you. But again, we talked about it yesterday. This is the, and I didn't talk about this part of the story yesterday. The whole Fitzgerald thing, to me, is starting to stink a little bit. Here's why. The part of the story the Navy doesn't want scrutinized is you had a female officer of the deck, a female junior officer, a female officer. One, the officer of the deck's a Lieutenant JG, that's a first lieutenant. The tactical action officer is running their combat operations center. They don't call it that. They call it something else, but you'll understand it like that. She's female, too. Both clearly incompetent. Okay? Dark, bright moon out. They drive their ship into another ship. All right. They don't speak. Yeah, they didn't speak during the time they were both, and I want to say it's several hours that they're both on shift together. That is an ongoing conversation, just so you know. When you're transiting a worldwide shipping lane, that's a constant conversation. This is here, this is here, you know, got it, navigator copies, blah, blah, blah. Probably the biggest story, and it's not even on the front page of Marine Corps Times, but the Master Chief Petty Officer of the entire United States Navy is resigning. Yeah, how about that? Why? Because of complaints of sailors. That, I'll read you the story. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And he went on a leave of absence, as if the Navy didn't have enough issues, right? Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy calls it quits. Sudden retirement comes amid an ongoing investigation. Name is Stephen Giordano. Resigned from the Navy on Thursday as the Navy's 14th senior enlisted leader. That's not even right. He's not a senior enlisted leader. He's a senior enlisted advisor to the Chief of Naval Operations. You know, let me just tell you, one of the things that used to piss the Secretary of Defense off is when somebody would describe the Sergeant Major as, he's the enlisted leader of the division. J.N. Mattis would correct that shit. Yeah, I'm sorry, son, but you got that wrong. We don't. There's only one leader of this division, and you're looking at him. The sergeant major advises me. Oh, sorry about that, sir. Anyway, his resignation comes amid an ongoing investigation by the Navy's Inspector General into allegations he fostered a toxic work environment in his Navy office. The complaint was filed by a member of his own staff, according to sailors familiar with the investigation. His announcement was posted on U.S. Navy's Facebook page, gave no official date for the retirement. CNO John Richardson acknowledged Giordano's resignation on his Facebook page. I've accepted the Master Chief Giordano's offer to step aside as McPawn, effective immediately. I appreciate his recognition that the situation had become untenable. Now we need to move forward. Together, as a Navy, striving with all our energy to become a more lethal, then he like slaps the paint over it. Nothing to see here, boys. Keep moving. I'm trying to get to the part of this where they talk about a year ago in response to growing complaint from the fleet about Master Chief Petty Officer's silence on big Navy issues. Giordano granted Navy Times a rare interview in which he said he was a different style of a leader and tended to work behind the scenes, but had put together an agenda that would soon be revealed. Blah, 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 blah. In recent weeks, allegations that his office was a toxic place to work and had a toxic work environment resulted in a nearly 100% turnover in staff during his brief tenure as McPawn. Multiple former staff members from his office spoke to Navy Times on condition of anonymity. Numerous senior sailors painting nearly identical pictures of life in Giordano's Pentagon office. This is a man defined by a passive-aggressive leadership style, laced with a horrific and unpredictable temper, said one former staff member. Behind closed doors, McPawn Giordano, this is a quote, takes on an alter ego that is condescending and defaming to the senior leaders and junior staff alike on a regular basis, totally contradicting his own publicly preached values and beliefs of being a quietly humble leader. When researching the story, Navy Times learned that a current staff member had filed an inspector general complaint against Giordano, triggering the current investigation. He took leave of his office shortly after Navy Times reported about the investigation. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, pretty amazing, isn't it? So this, even in this whole culture of IG complaints and all this other stuff, the senior enlisted person in the United States Navy gets bounced for his inability to treat subordinates in a manner that the United States Navy condones. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. All right. So on our happy day, yeah, today is happy day. So on happy day, we'll have Happy Man on that. Mr. Happy himself, the chef, will join us as we endeavor to talk about what makes you happy. Go join a group, okay? Here's an email. Mac, are you taking suggestions? Here's an email. Good morning, Mac. Happy Friday. Hey, years ago I watched Generation Kill on HBO. Question, were the Marines in support of such a show? In your opinion, did it reflect in a positive manner of what the Marine Corps expects from their Marines? Was it accurate? Be well. I never watched it because the excerpts I saw were absolutely stupid. So, you know, I don't know too many people that, I don't know anybody that was that cavalier about their own life. So I never watched it. Here's what I've heard said about it, though. Take events and then dramatize them in order to sell them, and that's what you have. Trust me, in the world of EOD, if you operated like that, you would get dead in a hurry. Because that was a rough job during that period of time. So the Marine Corps may have cooperated to make it look... And it's interesting when you talk to the public affairs guys that are in Hollywood, their criteria. If they believe that the overall content and the portrayal is negative to the Marine Corps, then they will not help it. Even to the point of, you know, saying, hey, your uniforms are wrong. You know, this is not right. This is not right. Because sometimes they won't particularly care for the content, but they'll go ahead and they'll technically advise, right? They'll go ahead and they'll technically advise because, you know, they know it's going to be popular and they want the Marine Corps to come across well in it. So if it's, you know, although we won't completely endorse it, we'll support it. I don't know what the Marine Corps' position was on that, though. From what I heard, because I wouldn't watch it, which might be all you need to know. From what I heard... I was told that it was crazy stuff, right? It was craziness. This is take an issue. It's like, well, this is how we did it. Well, yeah, but nobody's gonna watch that. Come on, gotta make this thing sexy, baby. This is TV. This is television. All right, it's not a documentary, man. It's a drama, and you can't have a drama without drama. So, if it didn't happen, we got to create some, okay? It's called poetic license. Okay, it's called dramatic license. All right, so, on our happy day. Yeah. The chef joins us next. Don't touch the dial. All Marine Radio on a Friday. Being happy. We'll be right back.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.